Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to The Case Within. True crime storytelling done responsibly. This is a story about uncovering truths, beginning with your own. While the show is based on multiple accounts of real-life crimes, the full story and names have been fictionalized. The Case Within is an immersive listening experience. At times, it may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. The show contains depictions of violence, sexual assault, mild language, PTSD, and traumatic events that some people may find disturbing. Content warnings for this episode are listed at the end of this show's notes page. Listener discretion is advised. Whimsical Entertainment presents The Case Within, created by Jonathan W. Robbins and Gillian Clare. Episode 6, Bloodlines.
I know who you are.
Do you know?
You're Charles McDonough, real estate agent.
Yes. Age 45, unmarried, no kids, blah, blah, blah.
And an abductor of young girls. Yet you currently reside in a three-bedroom house in suburbia.
I agree. It's a lot of space for just one man, but that's not what's on your mind at present.
I'm trying to focus on the case.
Yes, in order to distract yourself. Why don't you say what's actually on your mind? What you're really focused on is the fact that Mendez wants to see you first thing when he arrives.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Yes. Nothing like entering a residence without a warrant.
No one was living there. It was fine. The real estate company was actually grateful.
Or maybe nothing like you discharged your sidearm in the parking lot at a bird. Or maybe maybe it's the kind of nothing like storming out of your agency-mandated therapy session with Dr. Saunders.
Special Agent Bomber, Director Mendez is ready to see you.
Yes, sir.
Bomber, come in. Have a seat. Firstly, let me say that you took a real risk entering that house without a warrant.
I know, sir.
It paid off this time, but it won't every time. And I just want you to be more careful. That said, those bloodstains you found were certainly large enough to indicate someone might have died. So as per your request, I've sent a full forensic team to check out that house.
Thank you, sir.
If there's any evidence Aaron Michaels was kept there, we'll know soon. Also, I had a hunch, so I went...
So you're relocating to Canada?
What? Oh, right. Ha ha. Yeah, very, very funny. No. Since there are no records of a 911 call to that residence, I'm having the backyard scanned with ground-penetrating radar.
The backyard did look a little sketchy. Is that everything, sir?
No, actually, that's not even the main reason I wanted to see you.
It's not?
Not even. Last night I got a report from Dr. Saunders.
Sir, I can't go on LOA. I'm really onto something with this case. Whatever it says, we can work around it.
Well, that's interesting, because what it says is that you're clear for duty.
It does?
You were expecting something different?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, Dr. Saunders didn't really let me know what his feedback would be.
Well, then, I guess this is a happy surprise. I'm proud of you for dealing with all that.
Thank you, sir. Is there anything else?
No, that's everything.
I should get going, then. I want to surveil a suspect that may have taken Aaron.
What's the lead?
A real estate agent. Charles McDonough. He's the one who buried the listing for the abandoned property.
And how does that tie him to Aaron Michaels?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. The house with the multi-car garage where the suspect vehicle was found.
The Thunderbird, the owners were overseas.
Correct. They were, but they were the new owners. That house had been on the market just 6 months earlier. And you'll never guess who the real estate agent was.
McDonough.
Which means he may have had access to the garage if they didn't change the locks since the purchase.
Oh, that's interesting. Let me know how it pans out.
Will do, sir.
Despite what we see on TV and the movies, law enforcement going with their gut to make an arrest is generally not done. In order to legally detain someone, barring exigent circumstances such as a person's life being in imminent danger, an officer of the law must have either reasonable suspicion or probable cause. Reasonable suspicion allows for stopping to question a possible suspect and for very limited searches of their person or vehicle. Probable cause, however, would allow for the officer to obtain a full warrant. Watching the suspect covertly, in the hopes that the suspect will do something to reveal their criminal activity, commonly known as a stakeout, is a tactic that must be used with care, lest the suspect accuse the officer of harassment or of invasion of privacy.
Are we learning a great deal from watching me mow the lawn?
Not yet, but watching the front windows has been illuminating. Looks like your as-yet-nameless partner was able to have children after all. You must have been trying for years, though. The kid's 1.5, 2 at most.
But no sign of...
No sign of Aaron.
Well, maybe she's dead. Or maybe that blood at the bottom of the stairs was hers.
You didn't know her. So, not a crime of passion. And you were prepped for imprisoning someone. That's an investment. Why waste it?
Maybe I was a serial killer.
And gave up after one.
Who says I gave it up?
So you moved to the suburbs, gave up your private little dungeon for a newer house, one without a basement.
So I'm careful.
Big bay windows with curtains pulled is careful? No. You were set up to hold girls. Are you out of the trafficking biz entirely?
Again, with the assumptions about what I did.
Why else take her?
Look around. What do you see?
The suburbs, family homes, sensible cars. So what?
So didn't you point out before that I was all about image, appearance? What image do you think I'm projecting here?
Homeowner, devoted father, and...
There it is.
You didn't take her to sell her. You took her to keep her. You were having trouble conceiving, and you wanted a family. But now that you've got one...
Where is Aaron now?
Oh. Oh, fuck. Now that you don't need Aaron to make your nuclear family image complete...
I probably just took a gun and...
Christ! God, you scared the hell out of me! What the hell do you want?
I'm sorry, miss. This is residence-only parking. You can't park here.
Fuck off, lady.
Don't speak to me that way. I know parking permits in this neighborhood are only issued to residents. You aren't a resident.
Look, you need to keep your voice down.
You need to move. Now.
Lady, I swear to God, if you don't shut up...
If you don't move, I'm gonna have you towed. You've been parked here for hours sitting in your car watching people. You don't live around here. You could be a burglar or a kidnapper for all I know.
I'm a law enforcement officer. Back the fuck off. I'm not asking again.
Is that a...
A fucking gun, yes. Now go away before you draw anyone's... Oh, God damn it!
Excuse me, is there a problem here?
There most certainly is. This police officer just threatened me with her gun.
Stay where you are, sir. Ma'am, put your phone away.
Like hell I will. I'm recording your actions so I don't end up a statistic.
Damn it. Special Agent Bomber, FBI. Sir, go back to your own property. You, ma'am, stay exactly where you are.
FBI? Why would the FBI be out here?
You shut up! Sir, I said go back to your own property.
If something's wrong, officer, don't you think we should know about it?
It's Special Agent, and there's nothing to worry about. No one is in any danger.
All right, if you're sure, Agent.
Special Agent. And yes, I'm sure. You stay exactly where you are, lady.
You can't arrest me. I've done nothing wrong.
Actually, you did. You were just interfering with a federal investigation. But I'm not going to arrest you. I just want you to know that by interfering, you just put a girl's life in danger.
What?
Some young girl was abducted, taken God knows where to be beaten and broken, raped and used. Now, because of you and your fucking you can't park on my street attitude, the people that took her might know they're being watched. And if she's still alive, she may not be for long. Because of you.
When exactly did you identify yourself as an FBI agent? Before or after you pulled your gun?
Ma'am, please.
How was I supposed to know?
You weren't. You weren't supposed to know. You were just supposed to mind your own fucking business. Please leave. Fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck!
That hardly went as planned, did it?
Fucking lady.
Don't you think you were a bit hard on her?
I'm not in the mood to be lectured on my treatment of people by someone who abducted a young girl.
Will you listen to me?
Everything I'm doing for you.
Are you? Because that little rant sounded an awful lot like it was about you.
She was interfering.
There were other ways you could have handled that. Ones that didn't open me up to further risk. You did that yourself.
Damn it. Fine. I screwed up. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah, you screwed up. For not even the first time this week.
If you mean the parking garage...
Not just the parking garage. Storming out of therapy.
That worked out fine. Dr. Saunders cleared me.
That shouldn't matter. You know you aren't okay.
I'm fine.
You aren't. You're paranoid and clearly prone to outbursts.
I'm handling it. I have to. It's the only way to help you.
You're not helping. You're letting me down.
What?
The people who took me and maybe even killed me are going to get away with it. All because you can't get your shit together.
Damn it. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? I can't let McDonough spot me again. He's gonna be hyper paranoid now. Watching him is gonna be harder.
He's not the only suspect you can watch.
You mean the wife? I don't know anything about her.
Whose fault is that?
I barely even saw her. Even when she called out to McDonough, it was through a barely open door. I don't even know her name.
Easy enough to look up. I'm married to Charles.
There's no record of Charles being married.
No, his current status is unmarried.
Not necessarily never married. I should have seen that.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You're on the right track. You've gotten this far.
Open source intelligence, or OSINT, is a valuable tool in the belt of law enforcement when gathering information about the people involved in a case that often gets glossed over or hand-waved away in media depictions of crime solving. news articles, internet discussion groups, and social media, professional and academic publications. These are just a few of the sources freely available to anyone, including law enforcement. Even some government data is considered public. Documents such as marriage certificates and restraining orders are part of the public record. It may not be as glamorous or as thrilling as fieldwork, but often the information needed to find a break in a case comes down to sitting down with a laptop and reading up on anything you can find on the people involved.
All right. Now, who are you, Mrs. McDonough?
Jennifer, apparently. Formerly Sage.
Married at 19.
High school sweethearts.
He was 26.
My high school sweetheart?
You were groomed.
Don't be so cynical.
There's some restraining orders filed by your parents. They were trying to keep him away from you.
Well, they didn't understand our love.
I don't understand your love. Well, now this is interesting. Charles filed for abandonment of marriage with you 2 years ago? That would be right around the time your child was born.
Maybe we were having problems.
Still, it doesn't line up with his family man image.
Well, we obviously worked through it. You saw us together today.
What is it?
You're here late?
Yeah, working through some stuff on the case.
There's something I wanted to talk to you about.
This isn't a good time.
When is it?
What?
Nothing. Look, I did something that was pretty stupid.
Look, I really can't deal with this right now.
It's just that,
No, stop. Look, it happened, all right? Let's just move on.
That's not...
Please,
no.
Not now. We can talk about this later. Sometime when I'm not having such a shit day.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry I bothered you.
Thank you. I promise we'll talk about this later. When I'm in a better mood so we can have a drink and have a good laugh about it. All
right? Right. Sure. Have a good night.
You're too hard on him. He's just trying to be nice. He likes you.
He's just trying to ease his guilt. It's not my job to coddle him about it.
You're just afraid to let anyone close to you.
That's not it.
Because of what happened the last time you trusted someone.
Can we stay focused on you, please?
Guess not.
Hello?
Hello, is this Special Agent Bomber?
It is.
Hello, Special Agent Bomber. This is Tanya Gallegos from Forensics. Sorry to be calling so late.
Don't worry about it. I'm still at the office.
Burn the midnight oil on this one, huh?
Something like that.
I've got some early findings for you about the abandoned property.
Good. What have you found?
Well, as you suspected, the stains in the basement were, in fact, bloodstains. It would have taken quite a bit of blood to create a pool so wide. The floor is fairly level.
Enough that a person could have let out?
It would depend on the size and weight of the person in question, but it's possible. A full-grown, healthy adult male maybe could have survived if brought to a hospital.
What about a 5'6" teenage girl?
Would almost certainly have died from that much blood loss. Which brings me to the other major thing we found, and I do apologize for bearing the lead here.
What is it?
The GPR Director Mendez requested found something. Something we're almost certain are human remains. We have an excavation crew here now to confirm, but I can say with relative confidence that your missing person investigation just turned into a murder case.
The Case Within stars Gillian Clare as Nicole, Gillian Shea Spader as Erin, Eric Martzoff as Charles, Martha Madison as Jennifer, Jonathan W. Robbins as the narrator, Abhi Sinha as Suresh, and A. Martinez as Director Mendez, with Patrika Darbo as Lorraine, Paul Nigro as Dr. Saunders, Carolyn Hennessy as Debbie, Addie Daddio as Nina, D. Freeman as Tamara, and Daryl Dennis as Agent Croft. Additional performances by Paula Lindberg, Roger Estrada, and Rob Paget. Written by Jonathan W. Robbins and Matthew Carvery. Directed by Gillian Clare and Jonathan W. Robbins. Executive produced by Rachel Beatty. Produced by Gillian Clare and Jonathan W. Robbins. Consulting producer Susan Bernhardt. Story producer Matthew Carvery. Associate producers Theodore Carvery, Tim Crawford, Myrtle McGovern, and Patrika Darbo. Original music by Corey Celeste. Edited by Jonathan W. Robbins. Mixed by Corey Celeste. Audio engineering by Eric Milos. Assistant audio engineer Maurice Soak Jr. Catering provided by 16 Meals. Recorded at Clear Lake Studios. The Case Within is a SAG-AFTRA podcast. Special thanks to Susan Bernhardt, Robert Bernhardt, Seaton Spark, Shane Easton, Benjamin Berg, Ed Robinson, Tanya Einen, Katya Gardner, Rob Goki, Rob Paget, Maria Lisi, Jennifer Liao, Matt Jackson, Beth Newcomb, Matt Newcomb, Jody Younce, Allison Van Orr, and all of our generous contributors.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.